Right, I'm at Preston Geek Up, and it's Monday the 20th of February, and we've just come out for a quiet space, and I've got Ben Gristwood, teacher of computing, Cannon Slade in Bolton, and I've got Joe Santartangelo.
From our nemesis, Thornley, just across the street from Cannon Slade, so we got them both here.
Now, I've got you two into a corner, and I'm not going to let you escape until I find out some of your thoughts about Hack to the Future, because... Am I right in thinking you brought some children from your school along to the event?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's right. I brought my own kids, and I brought kids from the school
so
as well.
Family and work combined together.
And we went to, I think the highlight for the kids was, I think the Gadgeteer with Microsoft.
Yeah.
The opportunity to build, so you're physically building the, you know, the camera and programming it.
Yeah.
That was a lot of elements there, and to have a, you know, something that takes pictures at the end was a real clincher. As far as the speakers were concerned, I think it was it John Howard from
CBC?
That was my favorite. That was great because, you know, he basically went through like what influenced him to become a programmer and then the achievements he made, you know. And my kids were like, wow, you know, I used those games on CBeebies and CBBC. So, you know, that was a lot of great elements from that day.
Did it sort of meet up to their expectations? Had they said things beforehand like, will we do this or will we do that? Did they know what to expect before they got there or...
Well, based on the little flyer, I think there was a lot of free food, which was the opportunity to try out an experiment and just run around was impressive. And there was, I had to say, like I said, to have such a large event in Preston, to have so many people running seminars, so many places to go. We saw kids, all kinds of different kids, running up and down the halls
Play My Code,
I tried to do some gaming upstairs, and then I think everyone loved the BBC, being able to to program, and then the people that were there were sitting out with kids, and kids actually coming out with something, whether it was a prize or whether it was a built program or whatever else. So, and for me, like I said, I just enjoyed it because I got to hear great lectures, got to see all kinds of things, including, the fireworks display at the end.
To finish with a bang. Ben, can you remember particular workshops that you, you know, thought were particularly enjoyable or good for the kids that you brought?
I have to say, the winner for me was the freaky clown thing, where the professional hacker. I'll tell you what, that was really, really good for them. I mean, we had a minibus of 15 that we brought along.
What kind of age group were
they? They were year 7 all the way through to 6 forms, so they were they were 11 to 18s.
Yeah.
But what we had was we only had 15 spots, and they were year 7 to 11, but we must have had maybe a dozen more that just came under their own steam, which was absolutely fantastic, because they all booked up and they just went under their own steam. So my 6 formers, I told them to come along by themselves, and there were 5 of them that just came along by themselves, and that was brilliant. And but they've actually really engaged with it, and they came along looking for projects. That was the interesting thing for them. One of the things they have to do in our school is to come up with a project for themselves and form their own society of one subject, and they've decided on computing, and they just didn't know what to do. So they've decided from this of what they want to learn and what they want to do as an extra project outside of what computing is, which was really good. And and for the younger ones, like I say, the freaky clown thing, because he was doing a number of talks throughout the day. I mean, not only was he talking how he could hack a country in 7 seconds and all the rest of it, which was very funny and all the rest of it, but the other side of it was he did smaller talks about, you know, why you should always disable your GPS on your mobile phone and stuff like that, which, again, a lot of them learned something really fantastic out of it. And I ran a Twitter assignment the week after, because I run Twitter for some of my students, for my computing students. And I said, what did you enjoy about this? And we had a whole list of what they've enjoyed during the week. And that was fantastic for us too, so that we could actually see what they've learned and what they've done.
So if you had to sum up the event in one word, Joe, think of one word.
I had to say, I was saying, I equivalent to, Kevin Costner's If You Build It, They Will Come. And we had everyone there, and it was really impressive.
Pretty big party. Ben, one word you could use to sum it up?
Inspirational.
Thank you both very much, and hope to see you at a future Hack to the Future event.